So, Jackie, you've gone back in time to access some of your own childhood memories, and you've done some new writing because you've been editing quite a bit so far, haven't you?
I've brought along a piece which will go in with the second story about when we first came across these little creatures, and I thought I might just read you a paragraph from there.
Lovely.
We tiptoed along the hedgerow towards the place we had seen the rainbow. As we came closer, big smiles fixed on our faces, there was a sudden movement, and into our path stepped the strangest-looking creature I had ever seen. And then another, and another, until there seemed to be hundreds of them skipping and jumping towards us. Our mouths dropped open in astonishment. I thought I must be dreaming. What was happening? We were surrounded by these little animals, or were they little men? And the only sound we could hear was their light, tinkling laughter. They're difficult to describe to you, as my head was swimming at the sight in front of me. They were about the same size as our neighbour's cat. Their colour was indescribable, greyish, greenish, bluish, and they were all different shapes and sizes and looked as though they'd been made up from bits of pieces thrown away by someone else. Their arms and legs were like concertinas, making the little creatures rise and fall as they moved. Their faces didn't seem real. Large eyes, funny shaped heads, some bald, some with beautiful curls. And everywhere I looked, they seemed to be different from each other except for two striking facts. First, they were all wearing rainbow-coloured socks, gloves and scarves. And second, you couldn't help but notice they all had enormous smiles which seemed to cover their whole face.
That's lovely. Now, those characters, they started off with your father, didn't they?
They did.
So how much have you changed them?
Well, it's always difficult with somebody else's imagination. I don't think I've changed them too much. But I have to say, thinking back now, I don't think he actually described them in great detail.
So they're from your imagination,
so they're from my imagination.
Father telling you your bedtime stories.
Yes.
How fantastic. And these are stories that you're going to give your grandchildren.
Yes.
Who, in turn, will reimagine them. They'll make them different colours, maybe. And do you think they'll pass them on when they're grown up?
Oh, I hope so. And that's one of the reasons that I'm doing this, is I think as you get older, you do think about what you want to leave behind and pass on. And I think these are stories which the children need to know about, and hopefully they can then pass on to their children.
And they've got a lovely set of values about them, haven't they? They're about being happy.
They are about being happy, and it's the basic premise behind the stories is that if you laugh and if you smile at people, then everybody will be happy, and if you're miserable, then misery will just come and find you and you'll never get away from it. So be happy. That's the message behind the stories.
Lovely.